Hey everyone, this is Chili Chilton. Happy New Year. So it's a little before 2 a.m. and I'm basically sitting out in some parking lots waiting for the bars to close tonight so I can drive home people who can't drive home themselves and kind of like the life of an Uber driver. And I wasn't sure if I was even going to continue the podcast into this year, but I just feel like I'm supposed to just keep being honest and opening up my life, so I'm doing my best to do that. You know, if you'd asked me a year ago if I would be driving Uber this year to begin, and if my life would look like it does, I would have said absolutely not. I would have been doing something crazy. I probably would have been in my previous job. Still, in my mind anyways, that's where I would be. And, but here I am. And, I put my son on a train today so he could go back to college for his second semester up in Chicago. And my other son is finishing high school this year. And then we'll probably find another thing to do and another place to live, because I don't think this is the long-term thing for me. But you know what? I just gotta tell you, people are so awesome, and they don't know they're awesome. And if I can be in this world just simply to tell people that they're awesome, I want to do it. I had a couple young ladies, I don't know, maybe they'll even listen to this podcast, tonight, that rode in my car, and they were searching, and the reason religion and faith came up is because they asked me what I used to do, and I said, well, I came to this town to be a pastor of a church in town, and now I'm driving Uber. And they began to share their experiences with church and religion and people, and you know what? They were really messed up in their faith, and they're so awesome. They were filled with love, and they wanted to get it right. They both wanted to be baptized, but they weren't sure how to be baptized or what to be baptized into. But they recognize there is a higher power. They recognize that there's hope, and they want to make a difference with their lives. And I was simply able to, hopefully, just in a kind way, point them to the God that I know and the love that I've experienced through him. And man, it just ended well between the two young ladies and myself as I was dropping them off at a local bar. And we've just all three felt like it was a divine appointment, sort of. And I'm praying for them tonight, thinking, man, I hope I get a chance to connect, and I gave them all my social media. So again, maybe they'll even listen to this podcast. But my whole point is, people, we've got to love other people. We've got to keep caring for people. And, you know, we live in this world where we're always worried and stressed about what people think about us and what people's comments are on Facebook, or whether they liked it or whether they cared about what we did. And instead of focusing on what's going on in other people's lives, what are they going through? How can we bring a smile to someone? How can we bring love? How can we bring hope? How can we be hope dealers? And I think it's just so important that we do that. If you want to find your way to God, find your way by being nice, by being kind. I can't imagine how many people have been messed up by churches because the church wants you to act like a Christian before you're a Christian, and know all the rules, and know all the ways of behavior, and know how to dress, and know how to talk, and all of that stuff. And I've probably been part of that. But it's not the church that saved the world. It's Jesus. He saved the world by coming out of a perfect heaven to an imperfect earth, and living a sinless life, and dying on a cross, and raising from the dead, so that we could have the Holy Spirit dwell in us and give us the ability to do what pleases God. then when we assemble, if we call it church or whatever, we do it to encourage each other, to spur one another on, to cheer and to bring hope, not to invent ways to divide ourselves and create archaic business structures and bylaws and constitutions so that we can hold people to some kind of crazy rule rather than the rule of do to others as you'd want them to do unto you. The golden rule, you know? I don't know. I'm not trying to be hypercritical of the church either. I love it. But it's broken in many cases. And it's not Christianity, and it's not the church, and it's not religion that this world ultimately needs. The world needs Jesus. And he needs to be seen in you, in the way you touch, in the way you smile, in the way you listen, in the compassion and empathy seen in your eyes, in the hope when you whisper. I don't know. Let's do something different this year. Let's be different people. You know, and I know we get all these goals, and I'm going to be healthier, and I'm going to be skinnier, and I'm going to be nice. But why don't we just make it the goal to be like Jesus, and in every moment say, Lord, be Lord in me. He is Lord. You're not. I'm not. He's my hope. I hope this brings some hope to you. In a few minutes, my cars will be filled with people who probably won't remember me in the morning. But I can deal hope, and I can give them life tonight so someone tomorrow maybe can share the word, share truth, compassion, wrap their arms around somebody. Come on, we all have a job. We all have a mission. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. Let's get after it in 24 and not use all the crap of 23 as an excuse not to get clean and move forward in 24. That's my hope. Thanks for listening. Peace.